Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
By a gentleman out in Texas, if I wanted to manage a streaming internet radio station, and the deal was brokered with him that if he was the pocketbook, he left me to run it, I would take it and run with it. And that has become the International Pagan Radio Station. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming station. And I knew if I was managing, I built my own team, and I knew that if there was going to be a team, it had to have William on it. And, you know, the two of us have been the backbone. He's been more the backbone than I have, actually, doing graphics and doing media, reaching out to artists and things. We launched under the Live 365 banner on February 14th of not this last Valentine's Day, but the Valentine's Day before. So it would have been, what, this is 2016, 2015. We launched on that date. It was an exciting ride. We started off with doing just a somewhat similar to what the Blog Talk stations do and asking for waivers from different artists so we wouldn't have to worry about royalties. Well, that quickly became cumbersome for a 24-hour station. So within 2 months, seeing the numbers go where they did, we decided to switch over to a pro station. Pro not meaning not necessarily not meaning we're making any money, but pro meaning we pay royalties. so it cost us more. So what that gave us the ability to do, is since we were under Live 365 contract, Live 365 paid royalties to Sound Exchange. Now anybody who knows anything about Sound Exchange, they handle the royalties for internet. Performances. They're tagged by the Royalty Commission to do that. So Live 365 was paying them out of our monthly fee to them. At the end of 2015, Live 365 dropped a bomb on all the professional broadcasters because the Royalty Commission did not renew the micro-broadcaster licensing. So Live 365 decided they were no longer going to do pro-broadcasting. That if, you know, what that put us in a position where if we wanted to stay on the air, online, and I use on the air and online interchangeably, but we're not actually on the air, we're streaming. That put us in a position where if we wanted to stay on the air, then we were forced to go independent. So we found another architecture that we like and migrated everything over to the new architecture and went on that starting February 1st of this year. And we pay our royalties directly. We pay our royalties directly to Sound Exchange now. The new architecture is fabulous. The new website is not linked in with Live 365. It's our own independent website, which we've had before, but our player does not have to go through Live 365 because we're independent. On our website, we have the player embedded. The website is fully mobile compatible, both at tablet size, Android size, of course, on the computer. We're still working out a few bugs on the Mac, but there's not a whole lot of people listening to internet radio on Macs at this point anyway. There are ways to work around it, but we are still working at it on the back end to make it fluent, you know, make it seamless for the listener. But if you go to the website, you'll see a player, and then below the player, you will see a schedule. That schedule is dynamically updated. Every time we update something in our deck for our schedule, it automatically updates on the station's page. So if you go to that station's page, then you will see what's programmed in for however far out we have it programmed. We're looking to program a week out at this point and hopefully further than that now. Yeah. We've come a long way. But we knew we were going to take a hit when we left 365 and went independent. But when we, right at the time we left, let me back up. When we went pro, we within 2 months, understanding that Live 365 had 7,000 pro stations on their architecture. When we went pro, we listed under the spiritual genre as our primary genre. Within 2 months, we were the number one spiritual radio station on the Live 365 backbone, and we stayed that way all the way through the time we left Live 365. We moved, now considering that Live 365 has plays to all kind of genre, everything from talk to hip hop, R&B, rock, alternative, everything, all the different larger niches. IPR playing to a very small niche, a pagan audience. We rose to about number 1,000 in a 7,000 list. So I think we did pretty good.
Pretty cool.
We were hitting, by the time we left Live 365, we were hitting more than 60 different countries within every 30-day rolling period. So we had streams open. We had listeners in more than 60 countries worldwide in every 30-day rolling period. Now,
that's cool.
When we left Live 365, we knew we would take a hit. We're running at – we only lost about 20 to 25% of our listener cast when we left as of last month. We're looking at the numbers this month, and we're in line to start to pick up about 10% of those back. So we're projecting to be back at full listenership in a couple of months. By the end of next month, we're projecting to be back at top listenership that we were when we left Live 365. We have artists like Dave the Bard. We have artists, and William can talk to this, and I'll bow out to him here in a moment. We have on there shows most days of the week. Apu Admanagama does a peace prayer journey every Monday. On Wednesday, we have Lady Katharina with Matters of Spirit. And I'm going to skip Thursday for right now because we got something to talk about in a few moments. But on Friday, William brings on his... it's going to be exciting. On Friday, William continues with his fabulous show, Visions of the Past. On Saturday, we have Shinka the Vate that does Way of the Top Shear, which is an excellent program. On Sunday, Reverend Ravenwolf Greenfield will be starting this Sunday. He did have a Raven's Reflections that played three times every day. We're bringing him in once a week now for a full show. Dave Banash of the Caldera Fest fame, he does a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know about it. I'm sure your listeners know about it, The Magic Jukebox. Every time he produces a new show, it goes on our station.
That's cool.
William, if you want to take over and fill in the blocks and let them know some of the exciting artists that we have, I'd appreciate that.
Well, I mean, first, thank you guys for having me back on the show. It was
good to have you. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks.
I keep him working all the time.
I have a real slave driver manager, you know. it was really great to be on CERN and doing the work that I was doing on there. And then I popped over to work with Chuck on IPR as well. Now, of course, we all have our real life stuff going on, and sometimes things become a juggling act. And I ended up going over to IPR for a while, and as you know, Terry, I was doing graphic work for CERN, and I kind of carried that over to IPR as well when I was asked to go over and do things on there, doing the logos and banners and all that. But I guess the thing that really got me was meeting with a lot of musicians and other people, predominant people in the communities, and talking about their music, what was their driving force behind their lyrics or even producing music, and setting up some of the spotlights that we've had recently. Like I couldn't tell you how many people I've talked to over the past year But it's truly amazing to learn these people's stories and learn their background.
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, the Thursday night shows, we've been interviewing all the people from Cal Bear Fest. And, you know, getting to meet all of those people, it's been pretty exciting. So I got a quick question for you. Thinking back over all of our time together, what are some of your fond memories about the time with Spiritual Unity Radio Network and doing the Visions of the Past episodes and that sort of thing?
Visions of the Past.
Y'all have to think about it, really?
Yeah.
Hi,
really,
Nim.
There's a lot to cover.
Hi, Robert. Hi, guys.
Hi. Well, Visions of the Past started as a article with the Karelian Times and the Pagan World Times, and it really only got started because of many misconceptions and misleading information that was both within and outside the communities. And I noticed it was causing frustration and people just to get steered down the wrong path about what paganism was all about, what Wicca was all about, and different traditions. So I guess I started putting information out there that was actually from, say, archaeology websites, from museums, from peer-reviewed journals, and I guess someone like that said, hey, you want to come write for us? Okay. And then, of course, that lasted a few years doing that. It was kind of surprising, really, to me that someone actually wanted articles written on that information. So I came up with Visions of the Past, because that's what it is. It's the story of all of us, actually. Because the more people look at history, the more they find how much we're tied into each other. And once we find the commonalities we share, then you start having an open dialogue with people.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, and of course, I was going to say, Chuck invited me on his show there and for a live episode. I remember that episode being The Legend of Zeus. And that was pretty exciting to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved over to CERN. And I thought it was a great platform to really get that message out there and to cover a number of locations around the world, because we are a global community. I know when I say community, people think of like a small suburb or something somewhere, but really it's on a global scale. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, well, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've got listeners all around the world now. So, thanks. Thanks for sharing that. And now, Chuck and I wanted to talk a little bit about, how we got this whole thing started.
It was an amazing trip.
It was an amazing trip. I mean, we met because we were doing a show together. I had been on another network for, 3 years, and maybe longer. Good God, it all runs together. But anyway,
yes. So,
and then Chuck and I met on a show that we were doing together on that network, while I was still doing my other shows. And then when we both left that show, and I ultimately left that other network, we were kind of, you know, talking and saying, what are we going to do?
And yeah, we decided that broadcasting was in our blood, and we could not do it. So what are we going to do?
It's rather addicting.
So, well, I mean, that, and there was a message that was not being put out there. And,
exactly.
You know, I knew that, you know, what I was doing before was too important to be silent. And so we came up with the idea of doing this ourselves. And, you know, launched with the level that gives us the 7 nights a week and 3 hours a night available. And it has grown from there. I mean, at one point we had, five shows a week, and then a rebroadcast of a couple of shows. And now, things have settled back a little bit.
I remember at one point I was doing Soapbox on one night, and I was doing LCO on BTR another night, and then you and I were doing Shady Tree on Thursday night, and I was like, ah!
I hear you.
Keep up with all the time. The sacrifices, and this is how people don't realize the sacrifices to be on the air live at a specific time on specific nights. You know, you can't plan anything for your family or your loved ones or SOs or anything on those nights, ever, unless you do a rebroadcast. And the thing about doing rebroadcasts on Blog Talk Radio is that everything's in the archives anyway. You know, it's not like something they can't get to if they want to anyway. So that's kind of a, you know, everybody that does Blog Talk Radio will do a rebroadcast, but we all know that episode is in the archives anyway. You know, it's nothing new.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just got to do it. You just got to do it. But it was an amazing journey. You know, the conversation, Terry, that you and I had when we realized that the other show that we were on was being deprecated, and that, you know, we needed to keep going, we needed to do something. There were some pretty interesting conversations that we had on which direction to go. I remember the conversation we had trying to come up with the name for Spiritual Unity Radio Network lasted for 2.5 hours, just coming up with a name. And then there was the logo.
And then there was the new logo. And,
And then the new logo, because somebody didn't like the old logo, and you know, we won't go there, but...
It was too much like somebody else's logo, because they've got a monopoly on the image of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask them, they'll tell you.
Always take the high road. But it was an amazing journey. We've had, over the years, we've had some phenomenal hosts and hostesses, or CERN did, you know, until I left. I say we, because I'm not there anymore. But, you know, during the time that I was there, we had some phenomenal hosts and hostesses come on board, some phenomenal guests and everything. And even after the time that I left, it's still continuing to be a very strong force. CERN is still continuing to be a very strong force and a growing force in the community for that voice of unity. And, you know, you and I have talked about this, you know, at length, you know, with your background and my background, coming from two different areas, and we still think a lot alike when it comes to that universality between religions. And it's amazing. It's amazing that the word is getting out finally. There are a lot of people talking about it. And it's an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
It's simply amazing.
You asked me a question about fond memories about being on CERN. And we're talking about diversity and getting that message out there. I remember a show, and I've only done it on CERN, was actually the opportunity of interviewing Reverend Don Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed doing that episode on the network. And,
he's an interesting interview, that is for certain. Man knows a great deal about a great many things.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of it, I mean, all of it has been about diversity. It's been about drawing people together from different viewpoints. And, you know, the newest show that just launched last night with Voice of Olympus, bringing in another viewpoint on a lot of this. And, his show's going to blend. He's got some Christians that are going to be coming on and different people of different faiths. And it's exciting that we are all embracing this concept of universality, of setting aside differences, embracing what we all have in common, and letting the differences be the flavor. Not getting mad because someone has fried chicken instead of baked chicken. It's all chicken. Okay?
Interesting. During a recent interview and conversation that I had with Venerable Reverend Patrick McCollum, he brought a very poignant point forward. And it's something that we all have talked about but haven't really put a name on. And I wouldn't say name, but you'll understand where I'm going in a moment. He says that, and I completely agree with him, and he says that the problem he feels is that all of our stories have an us and a them. What we need to do is rewrite a larger story which contains all the small stories, but only contains an us, because we can only hate them. We cannot hate us. If we are all us, then we lose a lot of that hate and bigotry and everything. You know, peace is not going to be the lack of violence or the lack of conflict. But the Dalai Lama says that peace is resolving conflict in a humanitarian way, which I firmly agree with, too. So, you know, we're talking about that. You mentioned that that the Monday night show, he's going to be bringing on, you know, people of different faith groups and everything. One of my next interviews is going to be with the Dr. Reverend Keith Marsden, who is a Methodist minister and professor. He's got a very interesting way of looking at things, got a book coming out. So there are a lot of people involved in this whole unity movement that, you know, it's hard to say unity movement, but this thing that, Terry, you know, you've been pounding the table for a while. I've been pounding the table for many people have, and I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to that. And I think the little folks out there, you know, like you and I and all are tickling people's brains, going, "Hey, look, you know, this is what's going on." I think those are being instrumental. Spiritual Unity Radio Network being one of those, you know, all the different networks and all the different people. And when I say little, I don't mean to belittle what you're doing, Terry. I'm just saying, you know, you're not a UN ambassador yet.
<You know? laughs> Be sure to include the qualifying statement.
Yeah, I mean, everything. You know, we're all there. We're thinking along the same lines. And when the people down here on the grassroots are talking about it and talking about it and sometimes talking about it incessantly, people start listening. And I think that's an important thing that we need to understand, that people are starting to wake up. And it's not just because of people like the Dalai Lama or, you know, the peace ambassadors to the UN or people like this that are talking about it. I mean, let's face it, it's people down here on the ground level that's talking about it that are going to be and are going to continue to be instrumental in bringing that awareness alive. What would you think about that?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, it takes You know, I've said any number of times that if I can make people go, then I've done my job. And if people are talking about something that we talked about, if people are hearing our voice and our voices and are going out and having conversations, if they're moved a little bit toward unity and a little further away from you had fried chicken, I kill you, you know, when we start moving away from that, then we seek, a common ground. And, you know, Robin and I talk all the time about tearing down walls and using those stones to build bridges, because that's a much better use for the stones.
Don't throw them away.
Unless, of course, you're going to stone somebody with them. I don't know. I might go for them.
No.
Exactly. Hey, we are at the bottom of the hour. And we do need to take a break. So what? We've got a song queued up by Dad of the Bard, one of our favorites. Then we're going to play a couple of commercials and a rejoin and come back with an announcement about something exciting that's going to be happening on Thursday, starting 2 days from now. So
yeah,
everybody stick around. We're going to play Bonnie Blackhair by Dad of the Bard and a couple of commercials, and then we'll be right back after this.
On the 14th of May at the dawn of the day, with me gun on his shoulder, to the woods I did stray in search of some game. If the weather grew fair, to see if I could get a shot at the bonnie black hair. Well, I met a girl there with a face as a rose, her skin was as pale as tell me where the bonnie black hair to go. When the answer she gave me, her answer was no, but under the apron, well, they say it to grow. And if you'll not deceive me, well, I vow and declare we'll both go together and own the bonnie black hair. Well, I laid the girl down with a face to the skies, I clowned me ramrod and me blue. Likewise, I said, wrap your legs round me and begin with your heels, for the closer we get up, the better it feels. Well, the birds, they were singing in the bushes and trees, and the song that they sang was, oh, she's easy to please. I felt her heart quiver, and I knew what I'd done. I said, have you had enough of the old sporting gun? Well, the answer she gave, her answer was nay. It's not very often sportsmen like you come this way. So if your powder is willing and your bullets play fair, why don't you keep firing at me bonnie black hair? When my powder is wasting and my bullets all gone, me ramrod is limp and I cannot fire off. But if you're back tomorrow morning, well, I vow and declare we'll both go again and home.
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Tuatha Dé, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Superdrum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
This is International Pagan Radio. We air great artists such as Tuathadea, Dragon's Head.
Some of them come in the lonely, some of them stay for a spell, some of them stay for a message from the oracle in the well. It's a song that I hear, it's a wheel of the year, all of your life has been turning. Away, away.
David Wood.
I will sing by scene through the substance of this dream. I remember how
Green Fortune. Chronolus. Rising. And many, many more. International Pagan Radio, where it's all pagan, all the time.
Lose yourself in rhythm, lose yourself in time. Caught up in the spiral, caught up in the rhyme. Follow in the music, follow in the beat. Dancing with intention, breathless in the heat.
InternationalPaganRadio.com or find us on Facebook. Like the page for updates or join the group. All pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
Hey, and welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And let's see, I'm joined tonight, of course, always by my partner, my lady, my love, Robin. Are you back with us?
Hi. Hi, honey. Yep, I'm here.
All right. And we are celebrating our 500th episode tonight. And we've been joined by some of our past crew members and cast. And let's see, we've got Chuck with us, and we've got William with us, and we're about to start talking about the future. We've been talking about the past, and we're about to start talking about the future. And we also have, speaking of the future, we have our booking manager and assistant manager for the station. Normally behind the scenes, but occasionally we get her on the air. We've got Niv with us talking about where we're going.
Hi,
Niv. Chuck, Niv, are you there?
Hi.
Yes.
I'm here.
All right, Chuck, so I know you wanted to be the one to make the announcement about Thursdays. So,
yes, indeed. Over the years, Terry and I have worked together – Robin and I worked together with Terry for a short period of time and everything. IPR launched what we're going to do in a joint thing is on Thursday nights, or actually on Thursdays, every day our shows run at 4 a.m., noon, and 8 p.m. Eastern time. We run three shows a day because we're an international station, so that we can catch as many people. What we are going to do is the Tuesday night shows that you hear here on Spiritual Unity Radio Network are going to be rebroadcast on International Pagan Radio on the Thursday following their airing each week. That means if you miss the show here and you don't have time, you happen to be listening, check in IPR. You'll hear this episode on Thursday, and that goes for every week thereafter. In addition to that, up to one time a month, Terry and Robin and whoever makes the decisions over there will pick out some special episode that has got a lot of attention. And they're going to shoot it over to me. And one of the Tuesdays during the month, our Tuesdays are for specials. One of the Tuesdays during the month, we're going to run that episode as well. So you can catch them here or you can catch them over there. I think this is going to be a wonderful collaboration. I'm looking forward to mutual benefit from this. And I want to thank Terry and Robin and whole crew over there for going into this deal with us, International Pagan Radio. And I hope you guys will like it, too.
I'm excited about it. Hey, I'm a syndicated talk show host. That's awesome.
That's right. We're syndicated.
Yeah,
this syndicated, is cool.
Baby.
That's it. Syndicated.
So, I'm looking forward to reaching more people. You know, the message that we're having over here, the Tuesday night shows are all of our rituals, our education. There's a real hunger out there for people that are teaching without being our way is the only way, but teaching from an open standpoint. And, you know, Robin and I have enough differences that we certainly demonstrate that we can have differences in our approach and still, you know, be a couple, still be, you know, heads of a coven and a tradition, and we can still do all of this while we still maintain some differences, and even in our private rituals, we do things differently than we do as a couple, and then with the coven and with the other covens in the tradition. So, you know, by teaching in this way, we help people to see that we'll give you some ideas, we'll give you our opinions, but you've got to go seek your own answers. and you've got to go seek your own answers. So being able to get that to a larger group of people and share that in a way with IPR, it's very exciting, and, you know, yeah, maybe I gush a little bit, but it's exciting to know that we're having an opportunity to, you know, get more listeners to IPR and to get a larger audience for our message. Robin, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, I'm it is, you're right, it is very exciting to be able to reach as many people as possible, especially, I think that one of the main complaints I hear all the time in the community is that there are people who feel isolated, who live in an area where they can't find a teacher or they don't know how to go about even contacting other pagans. And so this is a really good way to reach people who feel that or who are too shy to go out and talk to other pagans but do want to know and want to be taught and learn. And one of the things I would hope is that we would get feedback not only from our own CERN listeners but from the people on IPR saying, hey, this is what we want to hear, this is what we want to know about, and that, you know, we can respond to that as well.
I think one of the advantages is the difference in technology. You have people who, we have run into it before, Terry, people who shy away from Blog Talk Radio type things, because let's face it, sometimes Blog Talk Radio turns into a bear for people to get in. And, you know, you almost
have
to
have. That's a real nice way of putting it.
Well, the other word I thought about started with a B, but mm-hmm. trying to keep the rating down.
Too many witches in here. Huh? Stop that.
I mean, you know, it's almost like sometimes it runs smoothly, and it's a great
mm-hmm.
platform.
Right.
But other times, it's like you have to have an IT degree just to listen to the blasted program.
True.
And
right.
whereas, you know, you've got a certain time frame here on Blog Talk Radio where you're broadcasting and you can have the interactivity of the chat room. Yes, you can go in the archives later, but the archives are very difficult sometimes to find what you want. And then you've got IPR, which is a 24/7 streaming radio station where if they know what time your show's on, it's a whole lot easier just to go over there and click play, and it'll play whether they're on a computer, whether they're on their mobile device, it doesn't matter. It's all in there. It's all embedded. So, yes, they lose the capability of interactivity through the chat room, but they gain the ability to just hit play at a certain time. And you have people who will listen to Blog Talk Radio and won't listen to streaming radio. And then you have people who will listen to streaming radio but won't go to Blog Talk Radio. So you're picking up an audience in two different architectures. And I think that's a phenomenal
yeah.
thing for able to get the message, get any message out, because you're covering a wider range of people. So yeah, I think it's going to be exciting. I think that you will get some feedback back from IPR listeners. We have some ideas in the works to make that happen. Well, we can't make them give feedback, but make it happen so that they have a way to get to you directly. We have ideas and plans for that. And Terry, you, I, and maybe Robin, if she wishes, we'll talk about that at a later, you know, later time. But yeah, it's going to
mm-hmm.
be exciting. Every Thursday, you'll listen to Robin and Terry's Power Hour. Or is it Terry and Robin? Who's named first now?
I think it's Terry and Robin's for now.
For now, I'm just giving you both a little rub.
So, guys, I mean, the future's just looking so exciting. And, you know, again, getting the message out, you know, all of the interviews that we do on Thursday nights, having Voice of Olympus with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory on Monday nights now, you know, the future for CERN is just looking amazing and exciting, and adding our syndication with IPR to the mix. It's just, there's so much going on and so many opportunities and so much to do that, you know, it seems a little daunting at times, but it's just such a labor of love that, you know, keeps us flipping the switch and talking to people and, you know, doing what we do. You know, Chuck mentioned it himself, that it gets, you know, it's a lot of time. You know, it's a lot of time spent working on stuff, you know, being available, you know, doing the stuff that we do and flipping the switch and going live at a certain time. You know, the same night every week. It's a labor of love. I mean, there's no other reason to do this. So,
what I have found, Terry, what I have found, and I think you, if you, I don't know if you would agree with me or not, Robin too, but all the hosts here, with the exception of William, because he's a little bit different, and you'll understand what I mean in a minute. any show that you prepare. Whether it's pre-recorded that goes on streaming or whether it's live, I would, in my experience, I would estimate that it takes about 3 hours for every 1 hour of broadcasting to prep it. That's what I've seen about for the stuff that I've done, other things. The reason I say William is different is because with Visions of the Past, it's about double that because of the research that he has to do to get those episodes ready. So, you know, add on to it that these you're punched with time in Blog Talk Radio. You're live. You've got to have your ducks in a row ready to go and flip the switch at the right time. You know, with pre-records, you got a little bit of leeway. But with live, you don't. It's time to go. It's time to go. You know, you get it prepared ahead of time. And I have found that it takes about three times as long to prepare a show as it does to actually broadcast it. You know, if it's an hour show, it takes about 3 hours to prep it. Would you agree with that, Terry, Robin?
Yeah, I would say it's a good bit of time. I mean, there's a lot of prep, getting research done, getting information together. Some of it is done.
Yeah. Or you get a nap. That's
stuff.
What you did. You get a nap.
That's it. And we're gonna get a yellow outfit with one of those masks here shortly.
Minion.
Cute. With a little pointy white hat.
But,
yeah, I hear you.
But Niv does a lot of the backroom stuff. She does a lot of the finding of people to talk to us on Thursday nights, and. That takes
right now we're doing the Caldera project, which is nice, but even before that, I was getting the artist in and notable persons within the quote-unquote pink community. After Caldera, I need a nap. it's been rough. The last 2 weeks have been a little rough, but we'll get through it.
Yeah.
You can't have any rest after Caldera, because Caldera is the beginning of is right near the beginning of the festival season. No rest for the weary.
Yeah.
I've been telling you to have the rest when this is over. Be quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hush, Chuck.
You let it out.
Believing Robin, okay?
Oh, no. Hey.
Yeah, we need to talk about that this weekend. I got one for you.
See what you did now?
If I may for a second.
Caldera is going to be fun.
It is going to be
if
a blast.
I was going to say, if I may for a second, you were talking about the different platforms we're broadcasting on and the labor of love going on air at a certain time or doing pre-records, the amount of research and prep work that goes into preparing a show and then doing the show, I think all of that kind of sends a message out there into the communities that the broadcasting itself, the airwaves, are just as diverse as the communities themselves. So they have now all these various platforms. Like, I can speak from our experience here between CERN and IPR. We're giving people that much more of a variety of shows that didn't exist before. And that I'm glad to be a part of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's an amazing journey. Yeah. It has been and it continues to be. And, you know, we mentioned it before that the broadcasting is a labor of love. I wouldn't trade in 1 minute that I've worked with any of the architectures or any of the people that I've worked with before. Well, there's one, but we won't go there. inside joke between William and I.
Choking
the,
up the
but I wouldn't trade in a. I wouldn't give away a minute of it, trade it in for anything else. The time, you know, CERN was right on time at the right time, and with the right message. It exploded in popularity, and that's not the issue. That's not what we're what CERN was all about in the beginning. It's still not what it's all about. But because it's exploding in popularity very early on, and it continues to do, it speaks to something that Terry, I believe it was you said something about. There is a hunger out there, and you know the idea that we can approach things from a different point of view is phenomenal. Robert, I believe you said mentioned how there are people who are secluded or who may not be secluded but just don't want to make contact with the pagan community for whatever reason. They have all these different opportunities through technology to reach out and to be reached and to feel like they're not alone. You know, the old saying goes, there's more of us than you think. And this helps people understand that they're not alone and not to feel so awkward and so isolated. You guys here at CERN, you do the the on-air rituals. I remember back in the day of the Yahoo chat rooms, you know, and they still do it. But they do the typing rituals, which is good in
IRC.
Its own sense. But the old IRC, if anybody old enough, well, I know you're old enough to some of you are old enough to remember it, but I won't call you out on it.
I don't just remember. I participated, but that's another story.
Remember the PodsNet, the Pagan Occult Distribution System Network.
Yep.
Back then, we went forward. AOL came online, and we started doing rituals in chat rooms there and Yahoo and but now with CERN you've got voice. You can hear the intonations, you can hear all that stuff that you can't see in type. It's just one more step toward helping people realize that there is no separation of time and distance. And we've talked about this, Terry, when I've done rituals back with CERN, that the connection that I felt as being a ritualist and even just being in the room, being listening to the rituals that CERN do on the air, the energy there is palpable. So anybody out there that has not heard one of CERN's rituals, I would encourage you to get in for the live. And if you can't get in for the live, listen to them in archive, check them out at IPR, whatever. It's if you have not had that feast of emotion, then you're missing something. Even those people who do side-by-side, face-to-face rituals, you need to experience it because it is a phenomenal experience.
It is very different.
It is indeed. Yeah, go ahead, Robin.
I was going to say, it is a very different experience than live ritual, and it really does warm my heart to know that there are people out there that month in and month out tune in to our rituals because they have no other outlet for that worship, that spiritual, those spiritual moments and connecting with their deity. And I really, truly feel that it's a wonderful service to be able to reach people that way. I mean, And we don't ask you to, you know, send us any money. I mean, it's not like Pat Robertson. We just do it because we
want
to serve our community and honor our God.
If you want to send us money, then you can.
That'll be the Terry Power Fund.
Yeah, right.
We're not going to turn it down. If you want to send a love offering, you know, that's fine.
We said it's a labor of love. We said many times it's a labor of love, but it is also
absolutely
an expense of love too.
There is that.
Now, Robin, you were talking
about, you know, about the people that listen that can't get to a ritual in any other way. There are also listeners that that attend our on-air rituals as a supplement, to what we do, or to what they already do. So, you know, it is it is wonderful to know that these people are, you know, are gaining from the work that we do. In the chat rooms, one of our ritualists, we'll give a shout to Shira and thank her for being with us. Every ritual, one of the voices that adds her energy to what we do, and it wouldn't be the same without her with us. In fact, speaking of rituals, next Tuesday night is our Ostara ritual. So you guys want to tune in for that at 9 o'clock next Tuesday.
Well, that's okay. I'll have mine done. You see, I already have it wrote down. Looky here, I'm with it.
So we'll be starting the episode with Robin and I talking about Ostara, and then about the bottom of the hour, we will start the ritual. Because a couple of our rituals are out west, and they've got to rush home to be ready. So we're going to give them a little extra time to make sure that everybody's ready. So what we'll do is we'll talk about the Sabbath. We'll talk about the ritual that's coming up, and we'll have our song break, and then we will go straight into the ritual after that. So I'm excited about the new format that's going to take place. There's a couple of changes in the way we're going to be doing that. So that's going to be exciting, but the idea that we're presenting this in a way that is meaningful to people is, you know, borrowing Robin's word, heartwarming. So with all of that said, though, we are at the top of the hour, so it is time that we thank all of our listeners, tell people how to get in touch with us. Robin specifically asked for feedback. So what is it that you guys want to hear? How can we provide you with the information you need? So you can email the radio station. The email address is surn.org@gmail.com. And Robin, you want to take care of the rest of the how to get in touch with us and people that want to have us come speak at events and all that fun stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you'd like to get a hold of Terry or myself in reference to giving a workshop or appearing at an event or doing a live broadcast from your event, please email us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com, or you can also reach us on our Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page on Facebook. Another good way to reach myself would be to find me on Facebook, my Robin A. McKean page, or my Spiritual Wellness Physical Health Facebook page. You can also reach Terry on Facebook at his Rev Terry Power HP page. I believe that just about covers it.
It does indeed. Mm-hmm. It does. Now, Chuck, I want to ask you before we leave if you would tell people how to find IPR so they can find our show on Thursday and all the other times that you listen to the amazing shows and the music.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, International Pagan Radio is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The easiest way to catch International Pagan Radio's always broadcast is to go to internationalpaganradio.com, and you'll see right there on the front page the player. You click the triangle play button, just like any other play button, and it will start playing. Now, I will warn you, if you are on a mobile device, there is a delay. What that is loading the buffer. If you're on a mobile device, you click play and it don't start right away, don't freak out. Wait a few, you know, wait 15 seconds or so, and it will start. The reason for that loading the buffer is so that as your speed changes in your transmission, whether it's through mobile or through Wi-Fi, as your speed changes, that buffer is there to keep you with that wonderful sound that's coming through, wonderful quality sound that's coming through International Pagan Radio. Now, the CERN, the Spiritual Unity Radio Network's episodes will be on there at 4 a.m., noon, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday. Now, the plan is for the Tuesday's episode to be on that Thursday. One of those, mm-hmm. as the old country singer used to say, good load willing and the creek don't rise.
There you go.
We will yep. also have on Tuesdays one of the special episodes that the team at CERN has selected on one of the Tuesdays. Watch the schedule, and you will see it. You can connect with us on Facebook. We have a page and a group. So like the page, join the group. That's where you're going to find out all the special stuff that's happening there. We have a Peace Prayer Journey on Monday. The special shows are on Tuesday. The last calendar Tuesday of every month is what we call the IPR Spotlight, and we have Briar Rabbit on there who interviews different artists. On Wednesday is Lady Katharina. She does Matters of Spirit. Thursday, we have CERN on there. On Friday, we've got the armchair archaeologist there, William Brigley, with the Visions of the Past. Saturday is Wayla Tyfshire with Shink of the Vate. On Sunday, Reverend Ravenwolf Greenfield with his Raven's Reflections. And that turns around the week. Anytime that a show is not on, you're going to hear the music. And we've got some fantastic artists from all around the world. We've got Italian artists, German artists, British artists, Australian, New Zealand, American, Canadian. They're from all over the world. And you're probably going to hear some people that you've never heard before. But come in on Thursdays and listen to CERN.
All right. And as soon as you listen to that 8 o'clock episode, immediately come over and listen to all of our interviews on Thursday night under a shady tree at 9 o'clock on CERN. So let's see. Speaking of Thursday nights, this coming Thursday, St. Patty's Day, we're going to be having Murphy's Midnight Rounders. And that's going to be a fun interview. Brad's always a hoot. And on next Monday, the 21st. Cool. So next Monday on the 21st, we will have our second episode of Voice of Olympus. And then I've already mentioned next Tuesday night is our Ostara ritual. And the following Thursday on the 24th is Witch's Mark. We're going to be interviewing that band that's going to be at Caldera Fest. Then, again, Monday, the 28th, is Voice of Olympus. The 29th, we're getting back to our series of The Fool's Journey Through the Tarot, and we'll be talking about the Death Card. So stick around and tune in. There's always something interesting happening here at the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. I want to thank Chuck and William for coming on with us tonight and celebrating our 500th episode and being a part of our beginning, a part of the future here at Spiritual Unity Radio Network and our new syndication and collaboration with IPR. Thank Ned for joining us tonight and for being a part of everything that we do here. And your time and energies are well appreciated and loved. Thanks, Shira, for being
here. Until I send my bill.
Yeah, I'm going to double your pay next week. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you have to double your pay.
Same chances of me getting a pay raise from Chuck, right?
Yeah.
Hey, William, I keep telling you, hey, I'll double your pay.
I want a penny a day doubled for 1 month.
Well, again, thanks to Shira for being one of the ritualists. I see Vega has also joined us. Our group is all together tonight. So thank you guys for being so much a part of what we do here and all of our rituals. Thanks to all of our listeners. And it is because of you that we do this. So it is deeply appreciated. We love you guys, and we're honored to be a part of your world and that you take time to share with us. So with all of that, I'm going to say good night, and may you have a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.